This year, the Tribeca Festival premiered nearly 120 feature-length narrative and documentary films, along with shorts, revivals, audio storytelling, and a ton more.
The Tribeca Festival is so cool.
I'm so happy to be here. I've never done anything like this before.
We're really thrilled to be here. Listen, yeah. This is a great, great festival. We're New Yorkers. We made the movie in New York.
Real-life husband and wife Kira Sedgwick and Kevin Bacon came out to premiere their film, The Best You Can, about an unlikely friendship that turns into something more. The duo shared the screen for the first time in 20 years.
We haven't acted for a long time together. This is a blast.
Yeah, it's great. We're really proud of it.
Yep, it was a family affair at Tribeca Festival. Real-life father and daughter Steve Zahn and Audrey Zahn star in She Dances, about a family trying to repair their relationship.
He's told me everything I know.
It was like working with another great actress.
Patricia Arquette's family and famous friends came out to support her directorial debut on Gonzo Girl, based on the life of journalist Hunter S. Thompson.
There was a lot of undercurrents. Discovering your beauty and the commodity of beauty and what female beauty is through the eyes of celebrities.
She's incredible, and I'm really, really excited to see it.
Not real-life mother and daughter, but Christine Lottie and Alicia Wainwright play them in Bird in Hand.
It's about a biracial young woman who is in search of her father.
I also met my dad in my adult life, like this character in the film does, and it drastically changed my life.
Sebastian Maniscalco and family came out to premiere the podcast he voiced, Easy Money, the Charles Ponzi story.
Feeling sorry for this guy is going to be tough, but he was a sweet man, I think.
Longtime on-screen co-stars Mia Maestro and Lee Pace star together in After This Death.
Lee and I have been friends for a long time. It's a very mysterious, special film.
Julia Fox appears in Fior de Latte with Fisher Stevens and Kevin Klein as a desperate New York playwright who turns an unlikely muse.
This film is really unlike anything out.
Rapper Logic sat in the director's chair for the first time for Paradise Records, produced by Kevin Smith. And in Kevin Smith fashion, it's about a record store owner, this time on the brink of foreclosure.
I just wanted to write real people with real dialogue.
Wu-Tang Clan's legendary RZA wrote and directed One Spoon of Chocolate, starring Paris Jackson and Shameik Moore, who plays a former military convict and finds love, danger, and trouble in a small town.
And I wanted to make something that was like, had something very unique and very magnetizing.
The Leo DiCaprio-produced documentary, Yanuni, follows indigenous chief Juma Sipayau as she fights to protect tribal lands.
As a producer, I'm proud to help bring this story to the world.
Are We Good gives a look into comedian and groundbreaking podcast host Marc Maron's everyday life.
I learned that I'm a little more cranky and a little weirder than I thought I was.
Tig Notaro, Abby Wambach, Glennon Doyle, and Sarah Bareilles produced Come See Me in the Good Light, which tells the poignant and unexpectedly funny love story about poets facing an incurable cancer diagnosis.
It's a movie that I think can really connect and bring people back together.
Iconic novelist Jack Kerouac is put in the spotlight in Kerouac's Road, the Beat of a Nation. Josh Brolin and Natalie Merchant make appearances, and Michael Imperioli is his voice.
The opportunity to read his words for a movie in voiceover was very appealing.
There were also several music documentaries. Doors drummer John Densmore came out for When You're Strange, the 60th anniversary celebration of the band, narrated by Johnny Depp. And Brendan Fraser and Ellen Burstyn came out to honor director Darren Aronofsky at Requiem for a Dream's 25th anniversary screening.
There's one scary scene that sticks in my mind. I'm not looking forward to seeing again tonight.
And that's the wrap from Tribeca Festival 2025.